you are more likely to execute with excellence when you have a plan, when you know what you're going to do each day. If you got a completion date on the calendar, reverse engineer that shit backwards and know what has to be done by the end of every day.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is the Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. All right, fighters, what's going on? Welcome to the Contractor Fight. I am your alpha dog, Tom Reber, and it's good to be with you guys here today. Listen, I want to talk today briefly about some of the most common mistakes that I'm seeing contractors make over and over and over again. And whenever I start seeing these things popping up, it just makes me want to run my mouth and help correct the situation. So let's dig right into this. So this is my opinion based on coaching thousands of people, speaking to thousands, working one-on-one and groups, all that other stuff, looking at numbers, talking about the context of people's situations, regardless of the age of their business, I continue to see a lot of these things. And so, yes, this is my opinion, but it's absolutely rooted in a lot of factual data that comes across in the areas of a shitty bank account and high stress in people's lives. So, all right. By the way, I'm recording this at 7:30 p.m. at Fight HQ. Had one of those days where I just couldn't leave the office. And I could leave the office. I just didn't want to leave the office. And I'm like, before I go, I'm going to drop an episode here for these peeps. All right, so number one mistake that I see contractors making over and over and over and over and over again is they stop planting seeds. Okay? Remember, the attention you gave to building a relationship, think to like your girlfriend or boyfriend, right? You planted seeds, you gave it a lot of attention, you like tried to impress, blah, blah, blah. Well, do that same shit with your business, right? Plant seeds all over your community, build relationships, try to impress people. And I don't mean like being an idiot about it, but hopefully you understand what I'm saying here. Like, that's why we talk about social media so much and the power of that. Continue to plant seeds that you're the expert in your industry. Continue to plant seeds that you're the go-to person. That you position yourself as the one and only painter, builder, whatever you might be. Most contractors, once they get their business up and rolling, they get complacent. They stop planting seeds. They stop watering the seeds. They stop pulling the fucking weeds, all right, that's going to prevent your seeds from growing. Guys, get out there and give relationships the attention that they need, all right? Second thing, ties right into this. Big mistake y'all are making is you're not continuing with your marketing. Okay, in order for your marketing to work, it has to be consistent. And a lot of guys, a lot of companies, they stop when they get busy and then they suffer for it later. Consistency is key. You can't, like, check this out. If you go to the damn gym, if you're a fat ass and you drag your ass to the gym and you go to the gym for 8 hours a week on a Saturday, and you go literally on a Saturday for 8 hours, and then you don't do shit the rest of the week, you're not going to transform your body the way that you want to. However, if you show up and you go for a 10-minute walk every day, 15-minute walk every day, go for a jog, do some push-ups, whatever, do a little bit every day, 20, 30, 40, 60 minutes every day throughout the week, you're going to get much better results. And our marketing is the same way. A lot of you are freaking out right now. It's November when I'm recording this. A lot of guys are seasonal. You're losing your shit right now because your phone's not ringing. And the damn reason that your phone's not ringing is because you weren't fucking consistent in your marketing. Like 18 months ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 6 weeks ago, when I fucking told you to be consistent in your marketing, but you think I'm full of shit, so then you guys don't do it. All right? So damn it, don't stop planting seeds, build a shitload of relationships, and step on the gas with your marketing. This is huge. The good news is you don't have to have a lot of money to market your business in 2019 or 2020 or anytime after these times that you're listening to this. Because the world that we live in, you have this little device that you carry around in your fucking pocket that you can't keep your eyes off of. And shit, what I said right there should reveal everything to you. If you can't keep your eyes off the damn thing, neither can your customers. See, our attention is in this little rectangular thing that we carry around in our pockets that lights up. And this amazing thing, you guys, is for free. You can run your mouth, you could do a video, you could type shit into it and push a button. And within like 4 seconds, that message goes all around the fucking world. Okay. So there's no excuse for you to not be marketing your business every single day, 365 days out of the year. All right. Another thing, the contractors are screwing the pooch on. I got a few here. Which one am I going to do? I'll do two more. I wrote all these thoughts down here. You guys aren't doing enough pre-project planning. You're selling a job, and then you'd show up on the first day, and you pull it out of your ass and expect it to go smoothly. All right? What's that old saying? Proper planning prevents piss-poor performance. Guys, you got to make time to think about each job, assign hours to the tasks and budgets to everything, then work the plan. When you do that, your profits improve. Profits will improve when you pre-plan your projects. Now, a lot of you guys are going, oh, I don't have time to pre-plan. That's bullshit. You have time for the things that are important to you. And the sad thing is many of you guys are selling your jobs. And in fact, I'll see this in our coaching programs and our contractor sales academy and things like that. Guys will sell jobs at a 50, 60, 70% gross profit, and then they'll do the job and it comes in at a 30. And the reason it came in at a 30 is they sold it properly, but they didn't plan it properly. They didn't execute it properly. You are more likely to execute with excellence when you have a plan. When you know what you're going to do each day, if you got a completion date on the calendar, reverse engineer that shit backwards and know what has to be done by the end of every day, by noon every day. Make sure your team understands that. Pull your team together and pre-plan the job together so everybody buys in and takes ownership together. Trust me on this. When you pre-plan your projects, you're going to see 5, 10% gross profit right out of the gate right now of an improvement. Okay. And then finally, the last thing I want to talk about here today, guys, big mistake that you guys are making. Excuse me, losing my voice, been a long day. You're not job costing. Okay. After the job, you need to know how you did. It's the scorecard. Okay. Compare the plan that I just talked about a second ago to the actual performance and then learn from it. And wouldn't you know it, profits will go up again. Because you are learning from the projects that you're doing pretty much in real time. Job costing is one of those things, you guys, that, you know, for me personally, the first time I job costed, I was like, holy shit, no wonder I'm a broke motherfucker. And I hear it 1,000 times a year from people in our communities. They're like, oh my God, my life has changed now that I started job costing. A lot of you guys are struggling with your value and charging what you're worth and thinking that you're charging too much and this, that, and the other thing. I'll tell you what, the cure for that, fucking job cost your projects. And what that looks like is you write down everything you spent in labor. And then you write down everything you spent in materials and permits and anything else that it cost you to do the job. And then you look at that and you subtract that off of what you sold the job for. And if you don't have at least a 50% gross profit, and what that means, if I sold the job for 10 grand, it shouldn't have cost me more than 5 grand to do. If you're not in that situation, you got room for improvement. All right, now listen, I know there's some of you guys are sitting there going, 50% profit, can't do that in my area, can't do that in my industry, or blah, blah, blah. All right, listen, let me let you guys in on a little secret here. The reason we preach 50% gross profit is because it's the fastest way for 99.9% of you people to get your asses out of the financial gutter. and have some fucking self-respect and have some money to pay your damn bills and your debt and make mama happy at home and buy her a fucking nice present for her birthday. Take her on a vacation that you haven't done, that you've been fucking promising for 15 years. All right. That's why we preach gross profit, 50% gross profit. On rare occasion, for the few of you guys that actually know your damn numbers, you can play with that gross profit amount because you actually understand your numbers. But for the majority of you, this is why I'm preaching this. Okay. So for the, like four of you out there that know your numbers and have your shit together, okay, just fucking move on. All right. And the reason I vamped on that a bit is every time I talk about 50% of gross profit, I get like half a dozen people DM me and fucking text me and go, well, I have a multi-million dollar business and I get millions in the bank and blah, blah, blah. And we only get a blah, blah, blah gross profit. Okay. Well, good for you, fucking hero boy. All right. So problem is that the majority of home improvement contractors only make $50,000 to $60,000 a year, which is fucking pathetic. That should be what you're making a month. All right. So when you market your ass off consistently, you plant a shitload of seeds, you do proper pre-project planning, and you job cost, good shit happens in your business. All right. Speaking of good shit, I want to get out of here real quick. Speaking of good shit, Saturday, December 14th, 2019. If you are in or around the Nashville, Tennessee area, then I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/fightfest-Nashville and join me and my team for a full day devoted to help teach you how to market the shit out of your business in 2020. We're obviously, like we always do in the fight, we're going to dig into the mindset. We're going to dig into how to identify your perfect client, how to identify clear objectives for your marketing so you're not pissing your fucking money away, how to build high impact relationships. We're going to do some shit on websites and SEOs. We're going to teach you how to create a marketing plan that's based on a strategy with a clear target, not just a bunch of damn tactics that you've heard of on YouTube and podcasts like this and all that stuff. All right. Like we're going to get into the nitty gritty. You're going to walk out of there with the ability to build your own marketing budget and calendar. We're going to give you the resources to do that. We're going to talk about social media to build your brand and not waste your time, how to track your marketing, a bunch of stuff. Got a whole lineup ready for you guys. It's going to be at the Mockingbird Theater, really kick-ass venue down there that one of our Contractor Sales Academy members, Ben Wright, he was there at an event. He texted me. He's like, dude, I got the place for Fight Fest. Here it is. And we secured that place. It's from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Time in Franklin, Tennessee at the Mockingbird Theater. It's Saturday, December 14th. All right, there's also going to be plenty of time for Q&A and answers to your specific problems. So come on down, join 50 or 60 other contractors from the area. Have a great day. So go to thecontractorfight.com/fightfest-Nashville- you a badass motherfucker. Actually, not that last part, but you get the point. Guys, you rock. I got to roll. I'll talk to you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.